The US has imposed visa travel restrictions on 13 individuals linked to spyware. The Polish military used spyware against female officers. Russian hackers used a secret Windows Zero Day for years. And the US charges and sanctions 4 Iranian hackers. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Campanu and read by me, Caitlin Sori. Today is April 24th, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Trail of Bits. The US government has imposed visa restrictions on 13 individuals involved in the development and sale of commercial spyware. The visa ban applies to the individuals and their immediate family members, such as spouses and children. The State Department has not released their names. This marks the first time the US State Department has imposed visa restrictions related to spyware. It announced its intention to do so at the start of February this year. The Polish military police used the Pegasus spyware to spy on 2 female officers who reported sexual harassment by their superiors. Military police officials used Pegasus 78 times in the last 7 years against female employees. Polish prosecutors are currently investigating the previous government's use of the Pegasus spyware. So far, officials have notified 578 individuals they have been targeted with the spyware. A Spanish court has reopened a probe into a suspected Pegasus infection of the country's prime minister in 2022. The judge reopened the case at the request of French officials. According to the Associated Press, French investigators claim to have new evidence to advance the investigation. The French government previously found traces of the Pegasus spyware on the devices of President Emmanuel Macron and several ministers in 2021. The US government has charged 4 Iranian nationals for cyber attacks against US organizations. Officials say the 4 suspects work for 2 front companies controlled by the cyber arm of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The 4 are accused of hacking more than a dozen US companies and the US Departments of Treasury and State. The Treasury Department has sanctioned the 4 individuals as well as the 2 front companies. The US State Department is also offering a $10 million reward for information on the group. U.S. officials say one of the front companies has been associated with multiple Iranian APT groups, including Tortoiseshell. Russian hacking group Forest Blizzard has been quietly using a zero-day in the Windows Print Spooler service for almost 3 years. The tool is named Goose Egg and has been used in attacks since April 2019. Russian hackers use Goose Egg to elevate privileges and steal credentials on already compromised networks. Microsoft patched the bug behind the tool in October 2022, but only recently discovered the attacks. North Korean hacking groups have breached at least 10 South Korean defense companies in the last year and a half. South Korea's police force says the hacked companies were unaware of the breaches until they were notified by authorities. Officials linked intrusions to North Korean groups such as Indariel, Lazarus, and Kimsuki. Brazilian authorities are investigating a breach of the country's Integrated Financial Administration System, also known as CIAFI. The Brazilian government uses CIAFI to pay contracts and employees. Local media reports that hackers phish CIAFI employees and then use the accounts to steal government funds. The hackers are believed to have stolen at least 3.5 million Brazilian reais, or about $700,000. Reports claim the hackers compromised as many as 17 CIAFI accounts. Medical diagnostic service SYNLAB says that a ransomware attack has crippled the operations of its Italian branch. The breach took place last week and the company shut down all IT systems as a result. The company operates more than 380 medical labs across Italy. No ransomware group has taken credit for the incident so far. The company's French division was a victim of the Klopp Gang's MoveIt hacking spree last year. The Greek Data Protection Agency has fined the country's postal service €3 million for a security breach that leaked customer data. The Vice Society ransomware gang breached Elta in March 2022. The group leaked the company's data on the dark web after it failed to extract a ransom. Leaked data included customer and employee personal information. The Greek Data Protection Agency investigated Elta and found the company failed to adequately protect the data. A North Korean cloud server was left exposed on the internet last year and leaked animation-related projects. The exposed files suggest that Western studios might have inadvertently hired North Korean animators for their projects. According to the leaked files, North Korean animators appear to have worked on shows that air on the BBC, Amazon Prime, and HBO Max. Streetlights in Leicester have been stuck on all day, 6 weeks after the UK city fell victim to a ransomware attack. The attack impacted a central management system used to control the streetlights. Officials say the lights entered a fail-safe mode where they're left on all the time. City officials hope to have the system restored by the end of next week. Russian authorities have arrested a Moscow resident for developing and selling malware via Telegram. Officials described the malware as having data stealing and destructive capabilities. The FSB tracked down the suspect through a website they used to advertise the malware. The median dwell time for cybersecurity intrusions has fallen last year to an all-time low of 10 days. Mandiant says that 43% of all incidents last year were detected in a week or less. The company attributes the reduction of dwell times to improvements in detection capabilities. Mandiant also observed a decrease in intrusions that remained undiscovered for long periods of time. Only 6% of intrusions went undetected for more than a year. In terms of ransomware attacks, dwell times fell from 9 days in 2022 to 5 days last year. A threat actor has hijacked the update mechanism of the eScan antivirus to distribute backdoors and crypto miners. Avast says the campaign has been active since 2018 and has primarily targeted large corporate networks. Named Gupti Miner, the threat actor has distributed two different backdoors. The first was used to move laterally across networks, while the second was used to scan and steal private keys and crypto wallet information. Avast says it found connections between Gupti Miner's malware and Kimsuki's North Korean APT. Citizen Lab researchers have identified vulnerabilities in 8 out of 9 Chinese keyboard apps. The vulnerabilities allow threat actors to intercept keystrokes in real time. Researchers estimate that up to 1 billion users have the apps installed and are vulnerable. Vendors with vulnerable keyboard apps include Baidu, Tencent, and Xiaomi. Police chiefs from European countries have called on governments and industry groups to stop tech companies from deploying end-to-end encryption. Police officials say the increasing use of E2EE blinds them to malicious activities on platforms such as social media sites. 32 police chiefs have signed the joint declaration. The statement comes as Meta is rolling out end-to-end encryption for its Messenger app. That's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Trail of Bits. Find them at trailofbits.com.